Stocks are mixed to start the day. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. After the Dow went up 188 points, 1% yesterday, there was some early hope based on stock index futures that the market might come up with the first back-to-back rise in about a month. But in early trading, there is some buying, but not a lot. The Dow Jones Industrial Average at the moment is down 56 points, 0.3%. S&P 500 down 0.7%, but the NASDAQ Composite Index is up 42 points, 0.6%. That's in early trading for this Friday, and prices are subject to change. Christopher Lowe is the chief economist at FTN Financial. Chris, how you doing?
Coping, David. How are you?
I'm okay. We see this bounce in stock prices. Are people just tired of selling, or you think investors are buying into what all the central banks and government spending stimulators are pushing?
Look, it's a combination of the two. There was a tremendous amount of leverage in financial markets when this thing began. We've squeezed that out. And yes, I think people are reassured that central banks around the world have erected backstops and lowered interest rates and so forth. What I'm afraid we haven't grappled with yet is the full magnitude of the economic challenge we face.
Yeah, and it's hard to predict. The bond market tries to process this. Bonds were down as people were selling everything and anything this week. Bonds getting some buyers today. Maybe what, is a safe haven?
Oh, I think it's definitely safe haven buying. When bond prices declined earlier this week, it's unprecedented that the most liquid, most functional financial market in the world, the U.S. Treasury market, was starting to show dislocations. It's hugely reassuring those dislocations are closing, but I suspect we haven't seen the end of the market pricing in this new reality, because the fact is the challenge we face economically is so big that people haven't yet wrapped their minds around it.
Christopher Lowe, chief economist at FTN Financial, like many, working from home now. Chris, thanks.
Thank you, David.
Given coronavirus, California's Governor Gavin Newsom last evening ordered all California residents to stay where they live until further notice. Some businesses can stay open, and Californians can still go out to get things like food, health care, even laundry services. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams is on the story. Kimberly, as California businesses wake up this morning, adjustments will have to be made.
Right. Those that haven't already shut down in-person operations are going to be scrambling to wind those down. Now, the San Francisco Bay Area already had similar measures in place, so there is some precedent for what this will look like. But now we're talking about the whole state, and whether a business keeps its doors open comes down to whether it's considered essential.
So what are essential businesses then?
I mean, there are the obvious ones you mentioned, like grocery stores, banks, gas stations, pharmacies, laundromats. And then there are federal government guidelines detailing more than a dozen other industries you might not think of right away. The people who keep your water and electricity on, who make sure your internet holds up, and people who, I don't know, maintain nuclear reactors to make sure those are running okay.
But essential also has some blurry areas.
Absolutely. Some retail stores, for example, are covered if they provide essential goods. You might not think video games are essential, but retailer GameStop is claiming it should stay open because it also sells webcams and things people need for telework and remote learning. I mean, technically, under these federal guidelines, casinos and theme parks could be considered critical infrastructure, but it's pretty obvious that's not what California leadership is going for right now.
All right. Kimberly Adams, thank you. Consumers are getting some help from banks. Financial institutions in New York State have been ordered to waive, for now, some mortgage payments. Other banks are loosening their rules voluntarily. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has details.
Bank of America says customers facing a cash crunch because of the coronavirus can request a deferral of payments on their credit cards, car loans, and mortgages. B of A will also consider requests for refunds of overdraft and late fees, and small businesses can ask to defer payments on their loans. The bank says it'll consider requests on a case-by-case basis, and you will eventually have to pony up. The deferred payments will be added to the end of the loan. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is requiring banks in his state to waive mortgage payments for 90 days for consumers facing financial hardship. The governor also ordered them to waive fees for overdrafts, ATMs, and credit cards. The order also tells banks not to report the waivers to credit bureaus. Bank of America says there will be no negative credit bureau reporting for its up-to-date clients. I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
I heard a realtor in my town this week musing about real estate open houses. Who would go into a strange home and who would let strangers in during this strange time of social distancing? We'll hear about existing home sales from the National Association of Realtors in a moment. It's February data, but what is normally the critical spring home buying season is just beginning. Here's Marketplace's Amy Scott.
Like everyone else, real estate agents are adapting to a new normal. Lennox Scott runs a brokerage in Seattle where open houses were recently banned.
And some listing brokers are now doing virtual open house tours where they're online and they're going to advertise the time that they're going to do a walkthrough on the house.
For Denver realtor Dee Chancho with Liv Sotheby's, COVID-19 got very real a couple weeks ago. One of her fellow brokers was diagnosed with the disease. He's okay, but they've shut down their office and also stopped doing open houses.
This past Sunday, before we made that decision, I did hold an open house in a very popular neighborhood in Denver called Stapleton. And I counted, and I did have 55 people through.
That's a lot of people touching doorknobs and flipping light switches. But it's also a sign of the strong demand for housing, helped recently by super low interest rates. The man selling that house is Dan Thomas, a sales rep in the finance industry. After watching his home value rise year after year, he decided it was time to cash in.
You know, the decision wasn't made because of the virus, but maybe that was good timing as well, considering the environment today.
The house is already under contract for well above asking price. How much that demand cools off, it's too early to know.
Right now, at least, the affordability from lower rates is bringing buyers into the market and outweighing the uncertainty of what's ahead.
But Danielle Hale, chief economist with Realtor.com, says recent stock market losses are likely to hurt demand for luxury houses. For less wealthy buyers,
you know, if people are a little bit less secure in their job, it's completely understandable that they might hold back and just wait and see how things go.
But for those hoping a recession might bring prices down to more affordable levels, Hale says probably not. What the market really needs is more housing. And if the virus and resulting recession slow down building, the shortage could only get worse. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
Now, at some level, and maybe especially today, the only economy that really matters is yours. We want to hear how the economy is changing for you. Tell us your story at marketplace.org/myeconomy. Our executive producer is Nicole Childers. Our digital producer is Alex Schroeder. Our engineer is Brian Allison. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing.
And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.